boys as anybody that's in Southern politics, which is not true.
Not the case, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What about somebody who, the guy who picks up your garbage?
Trash man.
The trash man. What's the difference between garbage and trash?
Garbage is that slime that comes out of the kitchen, and trash is what is either paper you cut out of the backyard and put on the street.
Okay. But the guy who picks him up...
He's always the trash man.
Always the trash man. Okay. Regardless of what he picks up.
Yeah. Garbage man. Does the trash man come today? Does the garbage man come today? I think we say, does the trash man come today?
Regardless.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody who... If somebody's able to gain favors from City Hall or from the county courthouse or whatever very easily, what do you say he has? He has...
An inside.
An inside. Okay.
Has political favor.
Okay. Anything like that? Would you ever use influence?
Oh, he has influence. That is a notch above getting favors.
Okay.
That's a tit for tat type thing.
Okay.
Usually if you get favors, you don't have anything to give in return.
I see. Okay. What about other slang terms maybe for that? You ever use clout?
Yeah, he has political clout. That means he has a following, usually. He can deliver votes.
Okay. Is that a recent term?
Clout? In the political context, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
Okay. What about non-political?
Probably older, I'd say.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. What about a city employee? Sometimes there will be a city employee who doesn't really have a real job or any responsibilities, but he draws a salary.
He's a feather bearer.
Feather bearer, okay.
Did we talk about political hacks?
What's a hack?
A hack is somebody like, I'm a Democrat, and he'd be somebody that no matter what kind of Democratic meeting you called, even if you didn't ask him to be there, he'd find out about it and he'd be there. You know?
Okay.
He's a hanger-oner.
Okay. What are some of the different kinds of sports that you know of?
Golf, tennis, football, basketball, baseball, soccer.
Okay. And the guys who do that for a living, you'd say they're professional?
Athletes.
Okay. Oh yeah, what do you call a large food store in a shopping center,
brand name?
Yeah.
You call it a supermarket.
Supermarket.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a small neighborhood store?
It's a grocery store.
Okay. What about the kind that stay open late at night?
A convenience store.
Convenience stores, what you use?
Usually, I would call that by brand name. We always refer to them as a 7-Eleven, even if they aren't.
Even if it's not a 7-Eleven. Yeah. Okay. What about supermarkets? Do you ever use a brand name for them?
Mm-hmm.
Like
Big Star.
Big Star. Mm-hmm. But would you use would you call the A&P the Big Star? Never, huh?
No.
Probably.
I'd say I'm going to the supermarket, or I'm going to name it.
Right. Okay. For years, I lived near a big supermarket in Chicago called the Jewel, and it's a big chain that they don't have now. I don't remember ever seeing.
I've never heard of it.
But I still think every large supermarket I call
the Jewel. It's the Jewel. And everybody says, "What do you know? I don't know."
Yeah,
the butcher.
Right. I'm going to.